Last name is Monk, M-O-N-K. First name is Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y. Date of visit is January 21, 2024. Next step, paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First step, it was in 2010. First step, patient was in Fort, F-O-R-T, Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, in North Carolina. First step, a patient was responsible putting heavy metal plate as armor onto a military vehicle. First up, as he was reaching down to grab his helmet on the ground, comma, the heavy metal plate fell off the truck, comma, and hit the top of his head. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient fell to the ground. First up, he does not know how long he was out of consciousness. First up, he think he was out of consciousness for maybe 5 to 10 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a comma, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient was blurred vision. First up, patient was a very dizzy. First up, patient felt nausea. First up, he has blood coming out of his head and the ears. First up, a patient was not making sense. First up, he wasn't speaking, making sense. First up, when the patient was driving, comma, and he got lost driving. First up, he went home, comma, the wife says he wasn't making sense. First up, he went to the doctor. First up, however, the doctor told him that he has too severe, he need to go to the hospital. First up, he was evaluated at the hospital. First up, patient was started on medication for headaches. A patient had severe headache and confusion for the rest of the day. He wasn't speaking correctly. Next paragraph. Since the event, patient has severe head pain. Patient has severe headaches. 8 months later, he had a seizure. Since then, he has recurrent seizures from this head injury. Patient has personality changes. His memory is very poor. Patient feels depressed and anxious. Patient also has PTSD symptoms. Patient has insomnia symptoms. Patient cannot drive because his license got revoked. Patients lost the ability to work. Patient is currently not working. Patient is not able to work because of seizures. He has intermittent seizures. He's not able to hold a steady job. Also his headaches, memory loss are kind of also affecting him to get a job. The patient is not able to remember past duties. He has significant decrease in focus and concentration at work. Patient also has significant personality changes. Next paragraph, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient last name is O-C-H-O-A. First name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, R-I-C-K-Y. Date of visit is January 21st, 2024. First up, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, this is in February of 2023. First up, patient was stationed in Thailand. First up, patient was a task duty was setting up an antenna on a tree. First up, one of his colleagues was setting up the antenna on the tree with him. First up, the colleague broke a branch off the tree. First up, the antenna and the tree branch and a weight comma fell onto the patient's forehead. First up, it landed on the middle of his forehead. First up, a patient fell to the ground. Comma had immediate confusion, disorientation. First up, patient has severe head pain. First up, a patient went to the medical doctor. Comma required stitches in the forehead. First up, a patient has severe confusion, disorientation, head pain, nausea for the rest of that day and several days after. First up, patient also start vomiting. First up, next event was in January 2024. First up, a patient tells me that he was watching people shoot rockets as an exercise. The rockets was firing, comma, he has significant nausea, head pain, confusion. The loud sound of the rockets are causing to have nausea and vomiting. And also severe headache. Next graph, a patient is currently working as a security officer. Patient tells me that his headache and memory deficit is significantly affecting his job. Patient need to wear sunglasses. Significant difficulty to focus and concentrate at work. He would forget his task duties. His headaches are affecting him to look at the light. Are very sensitive. Patient apparently has his symptoms including headaches every day. severe first up, their migraine as headaches, so first up, their migraine headaches, so first up, patient's nausea and vomiting symptoms, so first up, patient also significant light sensitivity, first up, every time he looks at bright light, kind of triggers a headache, so first up, patient's decreasing concentration and social, so first up, next up, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is, next patient, the last name is Taylor, T-A-L-O-R. First name is Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N. Date of visit is January 14, 2025. Next paragraph, patient, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, the patient was involved in the multiple deployments to Afghanistan between the year 2012 to 2015. First up, a patient tells me that he was exposed to many bomb explosions. First up, he tells me that he has exposed to so many bomb explosions. He does not remember how many exactly. First up, however, every time there is a bomb explosion, the shock wave will cause him to have significant headache. Patient tells me that many times he was working with bomb explosions. He had experienced bomb explosions. There many times he fell to the ground and hit his head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. He would be out of consciousness for at least 5 minutes each time. Every time he woke up, patient would have some confusion, headaches, severe headaches, and disorientation. Since these bomb explosions, a patient has chronic headaches. A patient has sensitivity to the light. Patient has blurred vision. His balance is very poor. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury from many bomb explosions. Patient tells me that the headache, confusion, disorientation with each bomb explosions are common for traumatic brain injury. Patient also has significant memory deficits. His MoCA examination today, his MoCA examination was 20 out of 30. He clearly has significant memory deficits and poor memory. The poor memory, headaches, sensitivity to light, are all common signs and symptoms of a traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient.